Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
From draining the swamp to challenges through the courts, Donald Trump has his work cut out. But does he have the motivation to finish the job? You'll find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Florida man with a cardboard license tag, that'll fool him, was arrested after two pipe bombs and drugs were discovered in his vehicle. I thought this was America. No, you can't do that. He was pulled over while driving a car. He had a cardboard license plate with the word private on it. A piece of cardboard with the word private scrawled onto it, affixed.
That doesn't work?
To his license. Yeah, it doesn't really work that way. His name is Ben Roach. He was taken to the Walton County Jail, charged with making a bomb, possessing explosives, possessions of controlled substances, tampering with evidence, oh my gosh, a ton of charges. There's just a lot. He's got a lot. They said that they immediately noticed the cardboard plate. And then they said that he had no identification, but he had a birth certificate that identified him as Benjamin Roach, 37. And then they found meth, all kinds of meth, probably going to distribute it. They took pictures of it, cylindrical objects with caps, PVC with caps on each end, wrapped with black electrical tape. Yeah, and he said, oh, they got gunpowder in them. And they go, well, do they have a fuse? And then, yes, they did. So, yeah, they had ATF. They had to go BAFT. They had to show up. They had to disarm them. And they have no idea why he had this stuff.
That I'm just fake paper tag was the least of his worries.
Yeah, the paper cardboard license plate. Yeah, it was probably, that's probably the least of his concerns with all of this, I would say. This sounds like a bad news. Bad news. Disney World's announcing a rare adults-only experience at the park.
Oh, boy.
It's called Blink Dim Kids. And,
that's not the name of it.
The experience will offer guests lavish drinks and bites in the new lounge at Epcot. It sounds like hell. Because it's going to be sugary and overpriced. Yeah. Everything's going to have way too much syrup in it. It's not going to be an actual, properly mixed cocktail.
I think they
even cocktail.
Talk about an entrance fee or something.
This sounds, the elevated, I hate the word elevated for anything. Stop saying it. The elevated experience is only $179. It includes theme park admission. I would rather chew off my own foot than do something to have an elevated
experience.
Steve,
add that to the list.
Yeah, to go to a theme park. I like theme parks, but I don't. I just want to go and ride roller coasters and then not do anything and not experience anything elevated. Kel-Tec Generations 3, Gen 3, Sub 2K, 10 millimeter. We've been waiting for this for a long time because we were telling you about the 57, Fitty, F-I-D-D-Y, the 57. This is the third generation of the Sub 2K. It's a folding carbine. It's available in a variety of calibers. Now, even more versatile with its new 10 millimeter chambering, single twist and fold motion of that rotating fore, and it folds really quickly in half, optics and all, and it just as quickly deploys, zeroed and ready to rock. Folds down to 16 and a half inches for easy storage and transport. It takes Glock mags, standard 15 round Glock mag. You got a lot of capacity for most shooting needs. You got a optional extended mag, 50 round drum, also, for more freedom, fewer reloads, and an internal buffer for softer recoil, lighter 5-pound trigger pull, integrated M-lock. You got Picatinny rails up top for accessory attachments, all kinds of stuff. And it's ideal for everything: church security, camping, backpacking, law enforcement, home defense, and everything is made right here in the USA. So tariffs ain't affecting this. American materials, American labor, and they stand behind everything that they make. We need more companies like Kel-Tec. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. Innovation, performance, Kel-Tec. KELTEC, weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Beware of the import tax. When you're buying stuff online and don't know where it's coming from, you might want to check at the end before you check out. A $63 item on Temu has an $89 import charge. Buy American.
Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast.
And communicate those inner worlds that we have, and sometimes we misinterpret with one another, to try and create an understanding and basically encourage empathy.
A 12-foot-tall bronze statue of a woman that's been erected in Times Square. It's the only erection that's going to be related to this statue. Constructing the statue, Kane, because once you put it up, it's up. What are you talking about? Welcome back. Dana Lash here with you. We're at the bottom of this first hour. I bring this up because you guys know I hate modernity, right? I hate modern art. And I hate this monstrosity. To compare it to Michelangelo's David is like taking your thumb, grabbing the skull of all of art, and shoving your thumb into the eye hole of that skull and just digging in. It's just, that's exactly what it's like. And I mean, this ain't no David, I gotta say. I mean, first off, let's just talk about the factual aspect of it, because woke is infecting art, as you know. And with Michelangelo's David, he studied anatomy and physiology to the point where you could see raised portions of the skin indicating what tendons were being used to hold his hand a certain way. Everything, I mean, down to the angle of the eyebrow and the tenseness of the muscles in his jaw, it was all pointing towards he was about to get into a fight with Goliath. It's young David. I mean, it is a masterpiece. I've seen it up close at the Academia, where they have the museums there in Florence. And it is amazing. It is so detailed and so lifelike. You can't even appreciate it just from the photos of it. They let you get right up to it. I mean, his butt's right in your face. Giant 5-foot butt, you know. Anyway, but it's amazing. Just the attention to detail. And for that era as well, to note that for that era, when I look at this modern day equivalent of the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, think Ghostbusters, like Choose Your Destroyer, I don't know. That is not it. It's not it. What does it celebrate? What is this supposed to celebrate? They just put it in Times Square. And you saw some of the celebration or the ceremony that they had for it. It's going to be on display through June 17th. It's part of a series that's called Grounded in the Stars, and it's about stupid identity politics. Oh, sorry, this is how they put it. It confronts preconceived notions of identity and representation, whatever the hell that means. It's garbage modernity. It just looks like a frumpy woman who needs a better bra. That's what it looks like. I'm not going to lie. It does. And they're like, oh, she wears everyday clothes. Her stance is a subtle nod to David. Shut up. It just looks like she's mad at her kids. I don't understand. I mean, could I sculpt this? I mean, probably. No, I have no interest in it. I crochet. But What is the point? I mean, David, every inch of David was calculated, and the proportions of it were all to send a message. Like, for instance, the story of how it's meant to be viewed from below. David is meant to be viewed from below. And there were a lot of questions as to the proportions of everything, his wrists, his hands, his head, everything. It's actually mathematically perfectly proportional when viewed from the ground, because it was supposed to be, I mean, they were going to, it was actually something that was supposed to be, I think, up near towards the Duomo, and then they ended up putting it in front of Palazzo Vecchio. And it's just perfect. There was a story of one of the rich noblemen who came to see the finished product. And when he showed up, he's like, oh, Michelangelo, his nose is just a little too big. I don't know. Michelangelo's like, oh, let me fix that for you. And he had some marble dust in his hand. And he climbed up his ladder and he was pretending to chisel on the nose and letting dust fall out of his hand. He did nothing to it. And when he got back, and this is a true story, when he got off the ladder, the nobleman was like, oh my gosh, it's perfect now. Like, he was able to, you know, with his expertise, fix it. This is not that. It's not. I mean, it's not, I don't know what it's meant to convey. What is, I mean, what is this, what does the sculpture say to you? What does it say to you? I hate when you're like, what does art say to you? Can I just appreciate it for being, for what it is? Does it have to always have a message? Does, must art always preach? Stop. I just look at, like, gosh, I want to get her a better bra. That's the, my first thought when I look at this. Stop it. You know it is too. I mean, it just seems defeated, right? I don't know. But they said that, oh no, it's a, you know, it's a, they're celebrating whatever identity. I don't know, some stupid stuff. It's a bunch of word salad. That's all it is. So I don't know. To sit here and compare it to David is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my life. It's not. And the reason it's not is because there's no detail in it. It's all smooth. There's not even detail in the jeans. There's not even seaming on the jeans. Like, if you're wearing pants, if you're wearing denim, you have seams on the denim. You have tailoring. You have stitching on the arms. The arms are smooth. There's no veins on the arms. There's no appearance. I mean, they're not lifelike at all. It looks like she's covered just by, you know, like with fondant. That's it. There's no detail. Michelangelo had incorporated all of that detail into David. Every bit of detail. So to compare them is artistically, intellectually stupid. It's one of the dumbest comparisons I've ever heard in my life. Stop. I had to get this off my chest because this sculpture is horrifying. Gold Co. is making it easy to take that first step toward protecting your savings. Just fill out a quick form, no commitment, just free information. And then they'll ship you your free 2025 gold and silver kit straight to your door. No shipping fees, no strings, just a free info kit to help you understand how gold and silver can fit into your financial plan. I'm a big believer in doing your research, and this kit is a great place to start. So I'm really excited to be partnering with Gold Co. because not only do they support my show, which I truly appreciate, but they've made the whole process of buying precious metals super straightforward. Because if you're a fan of the show, Gold Co. is also going to tell you how to qualify for unlimited free bonus silver on eligible orders. If you qualify, you can even get a free half-ounce silver Ronald Reagan coin, totally free. Don't wait. Take that first step towards protecting and diversifying your savings with Gold Co. Visit DanaLikesGold.com to learn more. That's DanaLikesGold.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So apparently in Ohio, police found a raccoon with a meth pipe in the driver's seat of a car. I'm not making this up. There's actual video of it. The officer couldn't stop laughing. The raccoon was trying to smoke a meth pipe during a vehicle search in Springfield Township, Ohio. Now, there is a crazy lady also in the car in the driver's seat, but the raccoon was in her lap and it had a meth pipe in its mouth. And the lady was being stopped for a suspended license. And then they found this like massive drug supply in her vehicle. The raccoon's name is Chewy, and it was making use of the meth pipe. The owner, Victoria Vidal, 55, was detained. No, Chewy was not driving the car. The human occupant, who also had a warrant out for her arrest, was the driver of the car. But Chewy got a hold of the glass meth pipe. And then officers were like, well, you know, now you're being irresponsible with your raccoon. So now we got to go. And I mean, I don't know if I can play the video for you yet because I think there's probably some colorful language, but we'll dust it up for you and shake it off here coming up because it's, oh man. Smokey Robinson and his wife are sued by four women as the star's being accused of raping staff after luring them to cameraless rooms. Okay, I need stop. This got to stop. It's Smokey Robinson. Tears of a clown. Smokey Robinson. I mean, do you believe that in him? Do you think he did this?
The dude's 85.
He's 85 years
when
old.
When are they saying this took place?
If he didn't move, I'd be like, he's done dead. If he didn't move, I'd be like, that man is deceased. There is. He is not with us. Because he's got this perpetually, like, dead look on his face. I don't know. Anyway, I don't know if I buy it. I think somebody's trying to shake him out for money because they've never launched these accusations against him in his career. This came out of nowhere when the man's in his mid-80s. Left-handed people are apparently more common to be left-handed if you have a certain mental disorder, a major study finds. I think this is all nonsense. It's nonsense, Kane. What if you're ambidextrous? I'm not asking for anybody in particular. I'm just saying, I don't know if you saw this, woke scold stuff. Kane, do you have protein? Do you eat protein?
In the form of steak and eggs and
you have protein.
Chicken and stuff. Yeah, of course.
Okay. So apparently, protein is right wing. It's probably fascist.
What?
It's literally a piece at Vanity Fair that talks about how if you eat protein, then it's like apparently right wing. Here's the headline. Why are Americans so obsessed with protein? Blame MAGA. Who's the lady who wrote this? Let me look at this.
Why wouldn't they blame
idiotic
survival
lady?
Or the survival mechanism?
I don't know. This woman, her name is Kezia Weir. How much you want to bet that she's not fit herself? Oh, she's not.
Oh, that's so surprising. That's,
anyway, she's a kind of a she's a senior editor at Vanity Fair, and you know, kind of a mid, I guess. It's important for the discussion of protein. Shut up. Anybody who's ever wanted to be healthy has always eaten protein. I mean, you know that I've had protein drinks even before Trump was in the White House. They act like Trump invented protein and it's bad because Trump invented it. This is so stupid. This is a broad who, no, like a woman, not like overseas. This is a broad who clearly has not paid attention to anything in culture and thinks that history began the day that she became self-aware. She literally just now realized that people consume protein for health. And because she only just now realized it, she thinks that it's MAGA related. Oh my gosh. This is embarrassing. And it's in Vanity Fair. So she starts talking about how people hawk protein powder and she gets into protein foods and protein bars. You know that that's like been a big thing for a while. Tell me that you sit on your fat backside all day without telling me that you sit on your fat backside all day. I just didn't even know that people were consuming protein. It's so weird. No,
but they're taking it for, they're saying people are obsessed. Usually they weren't obsessed with protein. That's like saying someone, well, you're obsessed with drinking water every day. You're obsessed. It's like, no, I'm obsessed with survival.
She literally tries to say, this is a sentence. Are you ready? I need everybody to just hold onto a table because I'm going to hit you with a sentence. Are you ready? Oh, boy. Here it goes. The intertwinement of masculinity and red meat is strong and deep-seated.
Yeah. Called the beginning of humanity to now.
I know this is going to be shocking. Women also like red meat. I pretty much eat just meat and vegetables. Pretty much it's all I eat. I don't really do a lot of carbs unless it's with pasta, and then I'm really particular about my pasta. If it's not homemade, then it has to be Italian import because I don't do all the chemicals and all that stuff. I think a lot of the gluten sensitivity is actually chemical sensitivity from all the stupid junk they put in the stuff that we manufacture here. But the idea that wanting to eat red meat means you're more masculine, again, I'm just insulted that this chick is so culturally illiterate that she's been unaware of the existence of protein powders and consuming protein for health and having like a heavy meat diet, that she thinks that that is like a MAGA thing. Like no one did protein until Trump was in the White House. Are you kidding me? I mean, I'm not exaggerating. She's literally arguing this. This is the actual story. This is what she's actually arguing. Oh, wait, there's more. Are you ready? Check this sentence out. That men who have what they describe as a strong meat-eating identity also tend to perceive themselves as more masculine. An obsession with protein affords a masculine-coded cover on the feminine-coded world of body image and dieting. A subject over which men can bond as bros. You kidding me with this? And then she talks about, because not only anybody ever talks about Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan's done this for forever, by the way. And I'm just shocked. Like she has apparently literally never paid attention to any of these people before until just now. I find that incredibly sexist. Not only is she embarrassingly uneducated and unaware, like I said, culturally illiterate, these people who think, I just now realized this, so no, it must not have existed until I realized it. I find it sexist because it ignores the fact that women have amazing health advantages from whole foods diets, healthy diets, where you're getting your protein, you're getting, you know, your roughage, all of that, like healthy eating. It's just not even dieting. It's called healthy eating. And I hate the word dieting. I don't diet. I just eat healthy. I eat what I want, but I have trained myself. I eat in between certain hours. So I basically do intermittent fasting every day. I eat during certain hours. I eat stuff that's going to fuel me because I have to go, go, go. And I have even though I'm a situational extrovert, I'm a very wound up person. Like I'm all the time, like in a good way, but I have to feel that. I have to have energy. And that's not dieting. That's healthy eating. It's not feminine coded. And the idea, here's the other absolutely insane thing that she's promoting here, is that somehow if a man wants to eat healthy, then he is doing so. He only talks about protein and eating red meat as a veneer because he doesn't want it to look feminine that he's eating. This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Have you read this piece? Have you perused it, Kane?
I have. Reluctantly, because it was actually, I thought it was a comedy piece.
Well, she has like no muscle tone. So I'm not surprised that she's unfamiliar with any of this stuff.
I thought it was comedy parody.
I went and looked at pictures of her. What?
I thought it was comedy parody. I thought she was just.
I literally did too.
Yeah. That's how I thought it was at first. And then when you get about halfway through, you're like, oh, geez, she's serious.
This is how pathetic the left is. They will literally kill themselves with bad cholesterol and greasy foods because eating healthy is Trumpian. No, we're not going to eat healthy. We're going to smoke crack. That's basically what they're saying.
I mean, the article would have actually made more sense if instead of she said MAGA, she would have said MAHA. If she said MAHA, then I would be like, okay, I guess Make America Healthy Again, you're against that. But it's like, you're trying to attribute this to a political movement? This is so ridiculous.
I've always eaten healthy. I don't work out as much as I did, but there for a while, we were in the gym 6 days a week. Yeah. I'm not, sometimes seven, 6 days a week. And I did kickboxing 3 days a week. Oh, we were like hardcore. It got to the point where I didn't want to look like Madonna. And I was like, I started getting a little bit too muscly. And I didn't like that for me. It's totally fine if other, you know. But I'm like, I wanted to maintain a certain level. I wanted to maintain a certain fat percentage. And I have a crazy high metabolism. Crazy high. And I could look like, you know, vascular real quick. And I didn't want to do that. So I got to be very careful about that. So I started pulling back. But she acts like if you're going to the gym and working out, like even moderately, that's like a MAGA thing. If you're eating protein, that's a MAGA thing. If you're talking about protein drinks, that's a MAGA. Maybe stop being a bigot. And again, like I went and looked at pictures. She has no muscle tone. So she doesn't follow the stuff. She doesn't follow, you know, healthy eating and working out. And she doesn't, this is not her beat. She's just a political bigot. And she wants to cast aspersions on the character by using uneducated stereotype as a way to do so. Can you imagine, like, you can, if you're just a moron about everything, you can fabricate yourself a little straw man for whatever issue you'd like. Good heavens. Yeah, I just, and it's a gender thing and a MAGA thing. This woman would fall over. I mean, I eat protein. I have protein. I have protein drinks. I have protein powders. I do all that stuff. Like, it's just about being healthy. I want to just be healthy and have energy. That's what it's about, you know, and have muscle tone. That's my whole thing. I want strength and I want muscle tone. That's it. So she just, that's just so stupid. Of all the things to politicize, why would you politicize health? That's how the left is. They're like, we want to be healthy and all have strokes and heart attacks because not doing that is MAGA. They will literally kill themselves to not have common ground on anything. These people are nuts.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.